You're listening to New Technia. AI designed stronger, lighter fiber networks, then researchers printed them. Researchers built an AI system that designs fiber network structures while accounting for whether they can actually be knitted or 3D printed. Its optimized designs were about 50% stronger and 20% lighter than the starting versions, but the evidence comes from laboratory prototypes, not industrial products or long-term durability tests. Many AI systems can propose impressive shapes that are difficult or impossible to manufacture. A team in China has tackled that gap by teaching an AI design system to respect the continuous paths needed for knitting and 3D printing, then physically fabricating several of its optimized fiber networks. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers combined mechanical simulation, a graph neural network, and reinforcement learning to design fiber networks that remain compatible with knitting and two forms of 3D printing. Why does it matter? Designing for manufacturability from the start could shorten the path from a computer-generated material to a useful lightweight structure. What is the catch? The gains were measured against the team's starting designs in laboratory prototypes, not against mature commercial materials. Key number. The optimized networks reached about 50% higher strength while using about 20% less mass than their initial designs. The difficult part was not simply asking AI for a strong shape. Fiber networks appear in textiles, paper, biological tissues, and engineered lattices. Their behavior depends not only on the material, but also on where fibers cross, how they bend, and whether the entire path can be fabricated without breaking into disconnected pieces. The newly published Nature Communications paper introduces the regular fibrous network framework, or REFINE. Its unusual contribution is that manufacturing rules are built into the design process. Newt Pnaya's reading is that this constraint matters more than the headline performance percentages. A slightly less spectacular design that can be made is more valuable than a theoretically perfect pattern that cannot leave the screen. How the design system works. The framework first constructs networks with a continuous route suitable for a single fiber. It then uses finite element analysis to simulate how those networks deform under load. A physics-inspired graph neural network learns to predict the mechanical response more quickly than repeatedly running the full simulation. Reinforcement learning then searches for arrangements that meet a target, such as greater strength with less material. According to the paper and the team's institutional description, the inverse design stage can produce optimized candidates within minutes. The system can also map a flat network onto a curved three-dimensional surface. That step is important because real products rarely consist of perfect flat test coupons. What the researchers actually made. The team did not stop at simulation. It fabricated selected structures using stereolithography, which cures liquid resin with light, and fused deposition modeling, which deposits softened material layer by layer. The experiments were intended to check that the digital routes could become coherent physical objects and that their measured mechanical behavior followed the design predictions. The authors report roughly 50% greater strength and roughly 20% lower mass compared with their initial designs. The paper presents lightweight architecture and tissue scaffolds as possible future directions, but it does not demonstrate a building component, medical implant, or mass-produced textile. Why open software helps the result? The research group has deposited the refined software package on Zenodo, alongside a public repository. That makes it easier for other researchers to inspect the workflow, test different materials, and check whether the claimed optimization transfers beyond the original examples. Nature Communications also lists the work among its July 30th research articles and describes the output as fabrication-ready structures for lightweight architecture and tissue scaffolds. Public code does not guarantee reproducibility, but it gives independent teams a more practical starting point than a paper alone. Before we overstate the result, the printed structures are laboratory prototypes, not certified components or commercial products. The reported improvements are relative to the team's initial designs, not to every existing lattice, textile, or industrial material. Long-term fatigue, weathering, manufacturing cost, speed, and quality control at scale were not established. The journal currently labels the paper as an early, unedited version, which may receive editorial corrections before its final version. Potential tissue scaffold use would require biological, preclinical, and clinical validation that this study did not provide. What happens next? The most useful next test is independent replication with different printers, fibers, and mechanical targets. Researchers will also need to compare refine against established topology optimization tools and real industrial baselines, not only its own starting networks. If those tests hold up, the framework could help engineers explore light structures without discovering too late that a promising digital pattern cannot be made. For now, this is a credible bridge between AI optimization and fabrication. Not proof that autonomous software is ready to design finished products on its own. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.